from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got some interesting observations. I don't know how many people stayed up late and watched that Mav game. They absolutely destroyed the Kawhi Leonard Clippers. Paul George didn't play, though. And he's going to miss several weeks, too, as he had both shoulders operated on.
But we'll talk about the Mavs, fourth set.
Yeah. All right, if you want to talk about drop. Boban. All right, let's, however, get to some funny anecdotal stuff from one of our favorite dudes, Travis Frederick.
Everybody saw it over the Athletic, wrote a great article about Travis changing his pants at halftime to help Dak, which sounds weird. Here's a quote from Travis. He says, early on in my career, Tony Romo didn't like sweaty centers, and it's understandable. It's got to be hard to throw a ball that's wet with the center dripping on it.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
I was doing everything I could to try and avoid that by not dripping on the ball and try to keep my pants dry.
Because I just think of butt drippings.
Where is this from our show?
No, this is, I think, from locker room availability. Mm-hmm. But he's talked about this on our show. Mm-hmm. And then Dak said, there's so much appreciation for Travis doing that because there's nothing worse than putting your hand down there and getting a wet ball.
Okay. Sir.
Dak said, I don't care if my hand gets wet, but if his butt is wet, it's going to hit the ball. And the next thing you know, you've got your hand in the ball soaking wet, so you're damn near trying to drop back and wipe your hands off at the same time. It's so beneficial that he changes his pants at halftime.
Is it, though? Because it's, you know, maybe that's why Dak has such good third quarters. Because it's only going to stay dry for a limited amount of time.
Right.
And then it's going to be wet again. Now, you could change pants every quarter or every drive, yes, and go in the concussion tent and yes, do it, but you'd have to be like that quick change artist, the halftime show.
What if there's a turnover?
Or you'd have to be like Brian Cardinal, who's able to take slacks on and slacks off while leaving his shoes and socks on tied.
That's a good point, Ben. I think that because if there's a quick turnover, you're screwed.
It's a waste of energy, too. You need to look at the tablet.
That's probably, so that might explain the good third quarters. It doesn't explain the slow starts unless he really gets all lathered up in pregame workout. But I am amazed that football's been around as long as it has, and really we've just kind of scratched the surface on center butt drippings in the last 12 months or so.
Travis tried a new girdle that absorbed the sweat, but the side effects were unstable. The sweat would eventually soak the cleats, and his feet would become heavy.
Oh, and then he gets athlete's
foot. He's got water down there on his cleats because of... So that's interesting, new technology. God. Dak said, credit to Joe, he did an amazing job, but Travis is one of the smartest in football. That's very interesting. He's just talking about he's smart because he's going to change pants.
Pretty badass.
It's so awesome. I mean, we talked about that with Travis on the phone. I just thought it was a good... It's funny that that's an article that's written a Friday before a game, mm-hmm, about a guy just changing pants. Hey, it's a lot easier. Just go change your pants. Mm-hmm. It's going to make things easier on the quarterback.
I mean, check your panties.
That is one of the more unstable things about football, is just how plays begin. Because in no other world would, in no other world for most men, would go just, you know, put their hand underneath that guy's area. You know, unless enjoyed it.
Would you guys be okay with this? What if you eliminated all shotgun, but instead of it going underneath the taint, the quarterback holds the ball and he has to touch the center's back with it. So the center can already be in position to block, and he's just holding it, touching the back, and then he goes. But that'd be tough on the offensive. A lot, yeah. The offensive line has to see the ball move.
It's
don't
more.
They?
Of a, it's a reason to get in shotgun even mm-hmm. more than you are doing.
Right.
Which they're doing a lot more than they have been.
That's a good point.
The reason we were talking to Travis about this was because there was the Tom Brady story.
Yeah.
That what he was doing was cramming towels and talcum powder down the butt cracks of his centers without asking him. Just cramming a towel down there. And they felt like they were wearing soggy diapers.
Pretty awesome.
Really disgusting. Isn't
it's
that
the goat, man. You can do that if you're the goat.
Isn't that called a man pon? I remember that discussion yes, breaking yeah. out. I'd never heard
well,
of that.
Well, no, that's not what that is. That the man pon, we talked about this on our show one time. What was that? That there was the show on MTV with the giant fat guy and the skinny little surfboard or skateboard guy.
It's big and rich.
Big and, Rob. Big and rich. Big and Rob.
Big and Rob.
And
big
rich
Rob.
Country.
Big
man.
And rich country. Yeah. And it was this guy who's like, he had such a sharding problem
okay.
that he would roll up paper towels and cram them in his crack a la Tom Brady just to make sure that it wasn't problematic for his drawers.
That's so gross.
Mm-hmm.
I pray to God I don't have that problem one day to where it's just flying everywhere and I can't control it. It's like the old Bill Hicks joke. You know, Bill Hicks was a chain smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, every cigarette that you smoke, it takes a minute off your life. He's like, yeah, but it's all the final minutes. It's all the really bad minutes. I don't want to be alive for that stuff anyways. Like, go ahead and chop off the end of my life when I'm pooping on myself and need someone to feed me. I want no part
There's
of
no,
that.
No one wants to do that.
Right. It's That's not rough. Something that you... I mean,
nursing
about,
homes are tough, man. You go hang out in a nursing home for a while.
Yeah. That's Man. The cruelty of life. You go through all the awesome stuff, and then you're just left to poop on yourself.
Yeah, and no one cares about you when you're old, it seems like. You know.
Just taking advantage of you.
Well, there's, and vice versa in the nursing home. Old men in nursing homes get grabby.
Yeah, they do.
It's, I don't know. That's I don't, not all old men. And
most.
I think no, so. I think most. So, man.
There's a lot of entitlement some of, with that
it's
generation.
A different time.
Some of them are just sweet old men who want you to read a book to them.
No, it's all the madmen guys. No, it's all the madmen guys all getting right. older.
We are huge fans of our next guest. He's an amazing man. He's accomplished a hell of a lot. He started 22 Kill, which is a brilliant charity that does so much to help. You know what? I'm going to let him describe it. The great Jacob Schick joins us right now. How you doing, Jacob?
Doing well, fellas. How's everybody?
We're doing
bright, sunny day.
Yeah, we're doing great, man. Now, people know you from being on our show for 22 Kill. We've also talked to you about some of the cool stuff you've done. You're an American Sniper. You were in A Star Is Born. But you served our country, and you continue to serve our country by fighting for members of our military, first responders who are dealing with depression, anxiety, mental issues, maybe suicide. And so let's give you the platform here to describe what 22 Kill does.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit organization that was started by a group of guys in 2013 after the study came out in 2012 from the VA stating that on average 22 veterans die by suicide every day. Since the number has come down, but you know, we're an organization that's primarily focused on mental wellness, and we do that by providing traditional therapy and non-traditional therapy through various programs to first responders, law enforcement officers, our active duty military, as well as veterans and their families, because we believe in treating the entire family unit. It's not something that just affects the individual. It affects the entire family. And we're out here just trying to get people to understand that, look, it's okay to not be okay. We deal in human issues. Ultimately, we deal in human issues because the people we work with at one point wore a uniform or wear a uniform, but make no mistake, these are human issues that we deal with, that everybody deals with, and that's the common denominator.
Jacob, what do you think collectively has been the biggest obstacle for your organization to overcome to kind of get where you guys want to try to get to?
Great question. I think it's a twofold answer. The first one clearly being the name 22 Kill. It's a strong name. It's not politically correct, and it's in your face, and that's the point. Probably wouldn't be on the phone to you if we were called, you know, 22 puppies. But
wait, what is this charity?
Point. Right. Well, if you can't, here's my thing, and this is what I've told executives and people all over the world, is that if you can't get past the name to talk about the root cause or get to the root cause of the issue, then congratulations, you're part of the problem. And that's being the stigma of asking for help. It's viewed as weak when in all actuality, it's a very strong thing to do. And we can't fight these demons alone. As human beings, we're herd animals, and we have to rely on our fellow fellow humans in order to get through the tough times. That's how we're designed, and that's what we have to do.
All right, you have an awesome event going on tomorrow, the fourth annual ride for 22 Kill. It's going to start and end at Maverick HD. That is at 1845 I-35 in Carrollton. You can register from 1 to 3:30, and you can register for faster check-in online by pre-registering. But tell us what you got going tomorrow and how folks can get involved.
Sure, and it's a look. Anyone that's motorcycle enthusiasts or supports military, first responder, law enforcement officer, this is the event for you. It's going to be at Maverick Harley-Davidson, and they've been very good to us. We want to thank them. And registration 1 to 3:30, kickstands up at 4 o'clock. The after party starts at Maverick at 5 o'clock. And this is just to help raise money and raise awareness for what we're doing and trying to build the tribe of 22 Kill and build the advocacy, because we are not naive enough to think that we can do this alone. We need all the help and the support we can get, and it's the great patriots that are willing to go out on a limb and take a risk and support an organization with a catchy/risky name, and that really believe in us, that help us carry out this mission that, to me, is far more important and has and garners a lot better results than anything I've done. And so if people want to show up, we're going to have Sean James, who's a great musician. He and his band are coming out and be gracious enough to play for us. And I encourage everybody to check him out. And it's just a great event. It's a great event to provide community and camaraderie and to learn more about what we're all about and to meet some really great patriots that love this country and love the freedom that we all take for granted every single day, myself included. And so we would really appreciate any support we can get, because, again, we can't do this alone. It takes a tribe.
All right, we will spread the word for you, Jacob, but before we let you go, aside from what you're doing with the charitable efforts, how have you been, my friend? What have you been up to?
Look, man, I'm vertical and ventilating. It's hard to complain, right? So I'm upright and drawing breath, and so I'm not going to complain. I've been busy traveling all over trying to spread the word, spread the mission, and dabbling in some Hollywood stuff here and there, which we'll talk about when it's time to talk about it.
Yeah.
But been doing a lot of speaking and a lot of traveling and just trying to spread the love as much as I can and just share the message of, you know, we have two objectives from the time we're born to the time we die. It's love and be loved. Everything in between is filler.
No doubt about it. And I'm going to tweet all this out. And I just wanted to make sure, is the @O22Kill your official Twitter account?
That is, @022Kill is the official Twitter account, and you can follow us on the other socials. You can find us at 22Kill, and then, you know, of course, the website, which is www.22kill.com.
Awesome. And, hey, that goes for anybody who wants to partake in this motorcycle ride. I know our guy Tim is going to be in this thing, and anybody out there who supports our military and wants to ride a motorcycle and be a part of this ride, that's fantastic. But beyond that, if you or someone you know or love is a first responder, a member of the military, active or retired, that is dealing with anxiety, depression, those types of things, 22 Kill is absolutely there for you. So reach out to these guys, and we've seen it firsthand. You guys do amazing work. Hey, brother, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Outstanding. Yeah, thank you, guys. Love you greatly, and thank you for the continued support. You're both prime examples of the fact you do not have to wear a uniform to be of service to your nation. So thank you both.
Nice of you to say. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. Love you, big boy.
All right, good to go. Love you guys.
All right, there he goes, the great Jacob Schick of 22 Kill. What a badass.
He is a badass.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.